Kidnapping. Let me ask you something, officer. Any kidnapping victims inside my seat pockets? Are there any kidnapping victims inside my suit pockets? You crooked cops need to stop it. There are no kidnapping victims in my suit pockets. Let me ask you another question. Is there 1,000 pounds of weed in my suit pockets? Is there 1,000 pounds of weed in my suit pockets? You crooked cops need to stop it. There's not 1,000,000 pounds of weed in my suit pockets. Let me ask you something else. Any kidnapping victims inside my CDs? Any kidnapping victims inside my CDs? The Adams County Sheriff Department, you can get these. There are no kidnapping victims in my CDs.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello.
So we normally open with a comedy bit, and this is equally as funny. I saw a clip of this. I follow Afroman on TikTok, and I saw a clip of this, and I was like, what the hell is this? So I started looking it up. He just dropped 2 music videos this week. And for those who don't know who Afroman is, everybody knows Because I Got High. I don't care what kind of music you listen to. You know Afroman's Because I Got High.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, huh. So this is actual footage of his house being raided for a search warrant for kidnapping and drugs, specifically marijuana, where the drugs they were looking for.
And one thing I was impressed with is that guy really did look at that cake. He wanted that pound cake.
Yeah.
That fat fucking cop was like, oh, pound cake.
I know. They continue this part here. They talk. He's singing about how the cops cut his video camera. This happened in, where'd it go? I think it was like August. They raided his house for drug paraphernalia on suspicion of drug trafficking and kidnapping. They seized marijuana and over $5,000 in cash during the raid, yet no charges were filed. The money was returned in November, minus $400. There's now an investigation as to where the $400 went. My guess would be to pound cake.
Probably. like I said, that fat fucking cop was just staring at it. He's like, I mean, he like stopped and was like, oh. Okay.
So I didn't look, I hadn't listened to the other one yet, but the other song is actually called Lemon Pound Cake.
Oh.
And I, like I said, I haven't, oh, there it is. Lemon Pound Cake. Let's, we'll peep in
some lemon pound cake
for a quick listen. But dude, it cracked. One, I think it's the ultimate, I don't know, payback or whatever to use the actual raid footage.
Oh yeah,
for his music video.
You know, that cop's gotta be, his family's like, did you see, look at that pound cake?
There he is again.
I mean, he is eye fucking that pound
cake. The Adams County Sheriff
kicked down my door. Then I heard the glass break. They found no kidnapping victims, just some lemon pound cake. Mama's lemon pound cake.
I kind of want that pound cake.
It tastes so nice. It made the sheriff wanna put down his gun and cut him a slice.
Of what? Of what?
Lemon pound cake. He wanna put down his glide. Lemon pound cake. Trending on TikTok. Lemon pound cake. He's a family guy. Lemon pound cake. Got the munchies because he got high. Lemon pound cake. Pound cake. He's a Adams County sheriff. He's hungry and he's big as hell. He was sniffing for weed. Then he smelled another smell.
What was that?
Mama's lemon pound cake. It tastes so nice. It made the sheriff want to put down his gun and cut him a slice.
Of what? Of what?
Lemon pound cake. He want to put down his glide. Lemon pound cake.
Oh, my God.
I want that cup that he has.
The big, like, goblet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And he has multiple, because every picture you see him in, it's a different giant goblet.
So I put him right up there. I've always loved old black people.
Yeah.
The sit on your porch with your 40, playing cards or dominoes, not giving a fuck, you know, just... Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna take no guff, but funny as hell. The filter's gone. You've killed it in your childhood. And there's no more filter, and he has risen to that level.
Yeah,
like I always thought of John Witherspoon would be that type of uncle. You know.
Well, I mean, like you said, I mean, it's one of those things where he is. He just doesn't give a fuck. Mm-mm. I mean, he got raided, and what did most people do, like get all pissed and rant and rave? No, he makes music videos that fucking get people singing. He goes and fucking plays the songs.
Yeah. So I did learn some things watching these. I'm trying to see how many views this fucking video has gotten. 43,000 views in 6 days.
No.
I mean, we're talking about Afro Man, right?
Yeah.
Where, because I got high, like, he hasn't been popular in a long fucking time.
No.
A long time. And now he's back in the spotlight due to cops doing stupid shit.
That is, I mean, it's, yeah.
Let me see what the other one, will you help me repair my door? 682,000 views.
Wow.
In 7 days. So he's now back at the top. But, I mean, the top, so to speak. But, you know, he's back in the limelight.
Oh, yeah. And they you know, I mean, he is. He's back in the limelight. Like I said, I want to find him on TikTok now.
But it is definitely... when you look at the house that they raided, I think the residuals for Because I Got High ended a while ago. That house.
It was a while ago. That was song is yeah.
That house didn't look like anything you or I couldn't afford.
Yeah, no.
You know, and then in that Lemon Pound Cake song, was that whole crowd just me?
Mm-hmm.
White guys that want an old, don't give a fuck black uncle.
Yeah, they yeah. were. I mean, that's what it looked like. I mean, but I mean, he lives in Ohio.
Yeah,
because that's what I was just looking at. I was trying to figure out where Adams County was because I saw that the hat was Texas, but he lives in Ohio.
Yeah, I noticed. Reason, yeah, I mean, in that same clip where you see the two Texas Ranger hats.
Yeah.
On the right, there's an Oakland Raiders like water jug.
Okay. Yeah, I was just kind of, I saw that and I'm like, oh. Yeah.
Yeah. So what is, let me see here. How do you spell marijuana?
M-A-R-I-J-U, I don't know.
Marijuana, there it is. Whoops.
I'm not following him on TikTok, so I can watch him after this.
I'm just curious what the laws are.
I don't know. I know in, I mean, a lot of the states still don't have the laws like we do. Because I know Texas, I've looked at those. Texas law is basically like CBD is legal for the moment, but they're fighting it. But any other use of, I don't even think medical is legal in Texas. So
by Ohio, by reading this in Ohio,
Ohio isn't too much more lenient than Texas.
I don't know what a gram. What's a gram?
Not much.
Not much?
I don't think it is.
Because I'm curious, like, what, right. Like, how much they were looking for. Because 1,000 grams, where'd it go here? 1,000 grams is a felony.
Well, 1,000 grams is a kilogram.
Okay.
Just because that's, the rest of the world does it in a smart way. A kilo is 1,000, so a kilogram is 1,000 grams.
So, it's a felony. Punishable by only 1 year in jail and $2,500. Are we really raiding people's homes for that?
Like kidnapping.
And I guess if you have 1,000 to 20,000, that's a huge fucking disparity, by the way. 1,000 grams to 20,000 grams is a third degree felony, punishment by 1 to 5 years. Like, but that's a huge discrepancy. You can have 1 kilo or 20 kilos, and it's the same penalty.
Well, Ohio says if you have 100 grams or less, it's like a $150 fine.
Yeah, and they don't. It doesn't even go on your record. It's a minor misdemeanor.
From what you said, they didn't even charge him. They just basically gave him back all of his money and less $400.
I wonder if they're looking for that good Afro Man weed.
Yeah.
Like for themselves.
That's what's in the goblet.
Because I would imagine. No, I'm pretty sure that's just syrup.
Yeah, purple syrup.
Yeah.
Purple drink.
Oh. Like, the only other time Afro Man has been talked about was a couple months ago when he fell off stage.
Because he had too much purple drink.
Did you see that one?
No.
Oh, man.
Because he's one of the ones that did, like, wasn't he one of the ones that, along with, didn't he talk about purple drink?
I don't know. The only thing I know about him was because I got high. All right, here he is, falling off stage. Maybe. Oh. That started way too quick. Let's see if I can find a better.
That's what she said.
Come on, where? TMZ's got a story on it. Let's see. They'll probably do a better job of planning it. Look at that guitar.
Look at that wing.
That, I bet you that guitar weighs 1,000 pounds. It's probably, or 1,000 kilos. That's what they were looking for.
That's what the weed is.
He gone.
You even hear him.
Oh, shit.
Oh. See, what's really bad is when we're watching this stuff, and I see the stuff on the side, like the list of other songs, and Tenacious D covering Wicked Game. Wow.
Have you heard that?
Mm-mm. There's some really good ones, though. There's some, the freaking Dee Snider and some of his covers are fucking amazing.
Santa Claus on rhythm guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Or Kyle Gass, whatever.
That's a way better acoustic.
What a wicked game to play, to let me feel this way. To let me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say. You never felt this way. What a wicked thing to do. To make me dream of you. And I don't wanna fall in love. No, I don't want to fall in love with you.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Wow. It's one of those things you forget sometimes, like, because he does so many jokey stuff and stuff like that, that he can actually sing. And there's a couple of these. I mean, he wouldn't be like one of those ones that I'm not going to go out and buy his album and be like, ooh, yay. But I mean, he does.
Tenacious D is pretty.
What's that?
I said Tenacious D is pretty good.
Oh, they are.
It's a lot like Stephen Lynch,
mm-hmm.
right? Funny, but the musical talent is there.
Yeah. There's a couple like that because Weird Al, I've had a couple times where I've looked at stuff like Weird Al and listened to him do like a normal song. And he's actually a really good singer.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, you just never think of it because you always think of, you're listening to his funny lyrics and not thinking about the fact that he can actually, he's a great artist.
Yeah. This is probably one of my favorite Jack Black musical moments.
I've seen you in concert. Yeah. I've seen you perform. Please go see Tenacious D in concert. It's unbelievable. And you do a thing with a thing called a saxaboom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a toy or what?
Well,
was
it's
it?
Like a saxophone, but it's a saxaboom. It's a different kind of instrument. A lot of people confuse them, but saxaboom is
people confuse them?
Well, you know, because they look similar, but a saxaboom is its own kind of instrument that takes years to master. But yeah, thank you for remembering about my saxaboom days.
Well, I was just wondering if we happen to have one here, could you maybe just show us what it's like
You don't have a sax. Oh, my God!
This is a saxophone.
Are you kidding me?
This is a real... You know how hard it was to find a saxophone. Could you show us the magic? Could you give us a little taste?
Here it is. Rare as a Stradivarius. Yes, I will give you a taste. You ready?
Yeah. Wow.
One, two, three, four, one, two, three, motherfucker.
It just brings me so much joy. It really does.
That is amazing.
It really does. Now, I thought there's so much going on right now, and I thought we needed something a little funny in the that was relevant in the news, so that Afro Man seemed to be a good spot.
Oh, yeah. And you can go down, like, some of these. Like, when you start going down these rabbit holes, like, then all of a sudden, once again, now I'm looking over to the side, and I'm like, oh, yeah, the Daniel Radcliffe doing Blackalicious.
Yeah.
Which, that's what, when they did an interview with Weird Al Yankovic, he said, seeing that is what said, that's who's playing me in the movie.
Oh. I did not know that.
Yeah, he said watching him do that and seeing that, he's like, that's who's playing. Because Weird Al picked him for the
I knew that.
Weird Al movie.
And I heard he thought about, like, he was like, oh, that's not for me. Radcliffe.
What?
Like, the first time Weird Al brought it up to him, he's like, yeah, that's not really for me.
I would be like, Weird Al asked me, I'm doing a movie, man.
And then talked him into it.
No, you wouldn't have to talk him into that shit.
You know. Yeah, the talking in once, I'm sure there wasn't a whole lot of talking in once Weird explained the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, this is a parody of me writing parodies. Like, this isn't a true biopic. Like, we need you to be over the top Weird Al, not the real Weird Al.
Which is funny because a lot of people, it's like, it's not ruining the movie by telling you it's not a biopic.
Yeah.
Because you figure it out in the first, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, 100%.
All of a sudden you're like, wait a minute.
100%. So, other good news. Damar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills safety, for those who watch football or breathe air in the world this week.
Who isn't living under a rock.
I think you probably even heard about it down there. He's the Buffalo Bill guy who had a cardiac arrest on the field Monday Night Football. Woke up today, is cognitive.
I hadn't seen he woke up. I saw that he had opened his eyes.
Woke up, cognitive, able to squeeze his loved one's hands. And the first thing he did was ask for a pencil, and he wrote down on a piece of paper who won. That was legitimately his first thought upon waking up today. 3 days after the 7 minutes of game time. I don't know. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, oh, that's cool. This guy loves football that much that even in his medically induced coma, the love and thought of football is just going through his head that when he woke up, he had to get that out. And then the other part of me is going, wait a second, if I'm a Buffalo Bills football player, does this guy think that I'm that big of an asshole that we would continue to play as he's getting electric shock treatment to his heart to bring him back to life?
Well, I mean, it's one of those things you never know because, I mean, in today's society, you don't know exactly what's going to happen, you know, if they're going to actually go with completely stopping the game. But, I mean, you know, when someone's basically, you know, their heart has stopped, so basically he's dead. And they're trying to bring him back to life. I was very happy. I mean, not happy. I guess that's not the right word. But I don't know what the right word is. But that the NFL decided to stop the game. If they'd continued on, I
don't know if the NFL decided to stop it. Where my happiness is with that portion of it. And I'll use happiness. No, I'm saying with that portion of stopping the game.
Yeah.
Was Zach Taylor, the coach of the Bengals, who on more than one occasion walked across the field, went to their locker room, and had those conversations with the coach and said, hey, if you don't want to play, we are 100%. Like, I think it was more the two coaches that decided not to play. When Joe Buck comes out and announces, yeah, they have 5 minutes to warm up, we're going back to it, and you see the two coaches walk across the field and talk, you know, and then they're like, everybody's leaving the field. I thought they only had 5 minutes. What's going on? You know.
Yeah.
I thought it was super cool.
It was, because, I mean, it's like one of your players just went down. I mean, you know, who cares why it was, you know. And the only thing that I did see that was a bad thing on this whole thing was the fact that the guy that he collided with, a lot of people were giving him hate. And it's like, he did nothing wrong. He was just playing. you know, it's one of those things. I mean, I don't know if you remember this in sports, but I remember, to, you know, hearing about it and stuff like that, where if you get hit just right in the chest at the right moment, it's a one in a million shot. It can stop your heart.
Yeah.
You know, I can remember being told that, like, when you go to stop the ball, try not to let it hit you square in the chest, because that could happen.
Yeah. It's not even the hate T. Higgins got. He was getting death threats.
Yeah.
He had Bart Scott, an ESPN analyst, go on First Take the morning after and blame him for it.
Yeah.
Because he put his shoulder and head down to run through a defender.
Which is what you're supposed to do.
I've never played organized football, but I'm pretty sure from Pee Wee football on, that is what you're told to do.
Yeah. I mean, he did nothing wrong in that. He played it the way he did. It happened to be that one in a million shot that hit him in the chest right at the right time. I mean, it's, if you go do research a little bit on some of the medical stuff and how many cardiac surgeons and how many medical doctors have come out and said this is a one in a million, it happens.
Yeah, I heard the odds were he had a better chance at winning the lottery three times than this happening to him.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not unheard of, but it's not common.
Well, it happened in a minor league hockey game last year. A guy took a puck to the chest, skated for another second or two, and then collapsed, and same thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it happens. But instead of focusing on the negativity, there was a ton, like, it's sad that something like this, that the whole world witnessed, right? And not to compare the two incidents, but real similar to 9/11, where 9/11, 9:30 in the morning, the whole world's watching in fear, anguish, disgust, horrified, and by 10:30, every single Americans holding hands, marching down the street, ready to do whatever.
Yes.
A lot of that same positivity came out with this. DeMar has basically a toy drive fundraiser for his hometown in Pennsylvania. And he was asking for $2,000 on GoFundMe. It's, last I saw, I think it's over $6.5 million. The Buffalo fans really turned out for that. The entire NFL changed their Twitter profiles to pray for number 3. Stadiums, including Lumen Field, turned all their lights blue and red for the Buffalo Bills. I think one of the favorite things I saw was a Bengals fan was the last fan in the stadium. And before anybody even left the stadium, he was holding a sign and he turned it around and wrote, you know, pray for number 3, something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to make sure he was the last one out of the stadium so every single person saw that on the way out. And I thought that was really cool. You know, there was a lot of really cool things that I'm glad kind of overshadowed some of the gross things.
Yes.
But the fact that
there's a lot of good things that came out of this.
But the fact that gross things come out when a dude has a cardiac arrest. Do you know how many armchair fucking doctors I had to have seen, because I was watching Twitter, which maybe is my fault,
yeah,
right? But I was watching Twitter for updates and looking at the sports writers. You know, that's where I was looking, because those guys seem to get the information first.
Yep.
But as you're scrolling through the latest tweets, I had to have seen 30 or 40, well, he just got the vax. This is what happens. What? And I don't even want an argument about, you know, whether a heart condition can or can't happen from the vax. Get the fuck out of here.
No, I mean, and that's it. People want to blame it on whatever. And I mean, it's like we said, it's a one in a million shot that happened. It can happen to any of us, whether you have the vax, whether you have a heart condition, whether you're perfectly healthy. You get hit just right in the chest.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty insane. Speaking of waking up,
I can remember when I took martial arts, that was one thing we were told. If you got into a fight with someone that you, unless you wanted to take the chance of killing him, never hit him directly in the sternum.
It's also why when you're playing baseball, they teach you to turn your back to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
try to take it off the ass if possible, because that's the meatiest part of your body, but to turn your back in general.
Yeah.
So we had that, and then speaking of waking up, Jeremy Renner's alive, I guess.
I saw that.
The best way to put that. Holy fuck.
Yeah. So I didn't see a whole lot. I've seen one of the things I said he was doing snow plowing, got hurt, but then another one said that he was helping someone and the snow plow hit him.
So he was plowing, but helping someone. A relative's car got snowed in, and he was plowing the car out as they were getting ready to leave. And he had jumped out of it to push or do something like that. And as he was getting back in, he fell and it crushed him. I think it was the neighbor firsthand witness account that said that.
Okay.
But holy fuck. I think that was Sunday that came across my... I went, what? Jeremy Renner critical condition? What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, never a better time in the world to live next to a doctor.
Yeah. Because I've seen, pictures of him. He looks pretty fucked up, but he's awake.
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard much information on the leg, but they had to tourniquet the leg, which a lot of times, depending on how long you're in the tourniquet, but a lot of times a tourniquet leads to amputation.
Not a lot of times, but it does. It's actually, because I teach CPR, we tell everyone use the tourniquet, because the tourniquet takes 6 to 8 hours for the tourniquet to be the cause of the loss of the limb. But many times, like you said, when you put a tourniquet on, it means because things are fucked beyond belief. So you lose the limb because of how fucked it is.
Yeah, yeah. And it sounds... And you would put the tourniquet on at the bleed site, right? Or as close to...
Above it.
The artery or the vein above it, right? Yeah. And so between if you're putting a tourniquet on the leg...
The injury in the heart, yeah.
You know, that's... Yikes. You know?
Yeah.
And then to roll over his chest and... Whew.
Yeah, not good.
Sure, I'm glad to see, though, that he's improving. I think they removed the critical from him today.
I thought I saw that he was out of critical. He did even take a selfie of him in the hospital. He looks like he, you know, got his ass beat, but which he basically did.
What's funny is, so I saw that picture too yesterday. It popped up that on a story or something that he released his first message or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I instantly went to his Instagram and I saw the picture. I read the little message about, you know, too tired to type, thanks for everything, love you, whatever. And so I'm on Instagram already, so I'm just kind of scrolling. And all of a sudden I get a, what do you call it, sponsored ad or whatever?
Yeah.
For the show he's in. What show is that?
I don't know. He got a new one on Disney Plus. Right?
Is it on Disney?
I thought so.
And his face in the ad looks like it did in the hospital.
Hmm.
Let me, Jeremy Renner show. It looks like Paramount Plus.
Okay.
Let me see if it pops up here. Boop. Boop, boop. That whole fucking beat is played in my head. Boop, 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 boop. It's called Mayor Kingstown. Here it is.
Oh, yeah, and he looks all fucked up.
Yeah. I was like, is this a really bad way to promote your show?
Yeah. Life imitating art. No.
I thought that was a little funny and weird, but, you know.
It is.
So... yeah, so, I mean, two, at least at the time we're able to talk about it, positive changes, I guess, right? That we could have been talking about a lot different stories today, that's for sure.
Could have been.
With, if those two
those have gone badly. But it also shows the one thing, like on the field, it shows why like knowing CPR and all that stuff is so important, because I mean those trainers, you know, are heroes every day because they help these guys like be able to like live and play on the field and do all that stuff and keep them, you know, healthy and trying to deal with them so they're not put on the field and they shouldn't be. But those trainers doing the CPR, they flat out said if they hadn't done CPR, they're dead. He wouldn't have come back. He wouldn't have survived. But it's one of those things. That's why parents, any coach, anybody should know CPR and know it correctly. That's why I always hate, as someone who teaches it, when someone tells me, oh, I did CPR online. What the fuck did you learn with CPR online? You know, if you're going to do CPR and save someone's life, you know, and I guess I'm biased because I teach the class, but I see the difference between people who do it online and those who like actually take a class. It's like, this is going to teach you how to actually help somebody.
Yeah. No, I mean, mine is lapsed, but I've taken the class 4 or 5 times.
I teach it like way too much, but.
Well.
So I don't have to take it because I teach it like 12 times a year at least.
I mean, no offense, ugly fucker, but just let me die.
Oh, I ain't giving you fucking mouth to mouth, motherfucker. I'll push on your chest a little bit. I'll step on it, like push with my foot, but I ain't fucking giving you mouth to mouth.
I'd rather you kiss me. I don't want you playing with my boobs. You'd get lost halfway through and be like, oh, is he breathing yet? Oh, twist the nipples. Is he breathing? Oh,
a little twist.
And then it would be that poop-o phase.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't need none of that. That's for sure. Just let me go.
You do have, what, a good D cup going now?
Well, C minus.
C minus, okay.
Yeah. Still passing, but you know.
You know.
Oh. And then I see our politics are still fucked.
Yeah, aren't they always?
11 votes. We can't get a Speaker of the House yet. And I... This honestly doesn't even have anything to do with political party. To me, I don't care what side of what aisle would be going through this. It's a fucking laughing stock to the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is. I mean, we can't do anything. The two sides are so far apart that nobody will work together. And the fact that we can't get our own government to work together to make things happen better for this country, and we as citizens are just getting fucked over constantly because nobody can freaking do anything. That's nobody will take a middle ground for the people. It's all about winning their party and all that stuff, and it's just like, yeah, I think our whole government needs to be burned to the ground and start over.
Well, 100%. I've never seen somebody win the majority of anything. Right? The majority of anything, and then not be able to agree.
Yeah.
And I get it. They all have different opinions. I understand that part. Every, you know, any group does.
Yeah.
They've had since whatever the vote day was, November, whatever, to have these behind doors conversations to come up with something so that this didn't have to be on a, you know, big stage like this.
Yeah. And that's it. When they don't make a decision, now all of a sudden it becomes a big stage and a big story. And now it's going worldwide of, oh, hey, look at the stupid Americans again who can't freaking work together.
Yeah. Yeah. The more and more we go, the more and more I feel like the stereotype we've always had of Poland.
It's, yeah. We are, yeah.
Like, I keep waiting for our helicopters with ejector seats.
I keep hoping. Someday.
Yeah, it's a joke. And then I don't know who all out there. Knows who Ken Block is, but Ken Block is a rally car driver, and I think 50 years old, and he died over the weekend. Or
I saw that. I didn't see what happened with him.
A snowmobile accident.
Okay.
So, which was, you posted lemon pound cake.
I did, because I want to watch it again later.
And I'm going to love it. There it is, the heart, buddy. I love it. Yeah, so Ken Block passed away. I know, at least at my work, there's a ton of people crushed, as Ken Block was one of the first athletes Monster ever signed, and he has stayed with Monster the entire his entire career or whatever.
Yeah.
I did not know. I had heard of Ken Block, but I didn't know he was the co-founder of DC Shoes and Clothing Line.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And the co-founder of Hoonigan. Racing brand thing.
Okay. But so, yeah, I know DC. I mean, I have DC shirts and shoes and all that. So yeah, I didn't know he was.
Yeah. Co-founder of that. And then, of course, our friend Special K, huge Ken Block fan, went out that night and got a tattoo of him.
Oh, please tell me you got a picture of the tattoo.
It actually looks
good. Or is it one of those?
No. It's pretty good.
Okay. Because I was going to say, have you seen the picture going around of the guy that got the Wednesday tattoo?
I've never seen. We're in kind of a serious moment, and I've never seen somebody who got a nickname specifically because of how dumb he is.
Who is just.
And has just fucking ran with it.
I mean, it's become his. It's like his trademark now. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
That is nice. I like that.
Yeah, it's a nice little memorial. Not a big enough Ken Block fan that I would do that. But I get it. You know, if you are. I don't want to badmouth him about it. You were asking something about a tattoo.
Oh, have you seen the Wednesday tattoo?
No.
Oh, my God. Someone got a Wednesday tattoo, and it's, like, everywhere on the internet because it's the worst, worst. What did someone say? Someone said it looked like, oh, God. Oh, God. I can't remember the guy's name, but it's bad.
Are you kidding me? Right. I haven't even looked at it blown up yet.
Oh, it's beautiful.
What? Like, yeah. Look at the eyes,
mm-hmm.
And tell me you don't see Raul Julia.
You kind of do.
It was.
It's like if Raul Julia fucked Gollum.
Yeah.
I mean, I just.
It's like somebody put Wednesday Addams in blackface. Some say it looks like Samuel L. Jackson. Okay, I see it. Like,
I mean, it's yeah. I like the first time I'm like, what in the fuck?
There's the compare.
Yeah. Well, have you watched that show?
I have not yet.
It's actually, I was impressed.
So I went to start it the other day, and Araya was sitting there, and she loves, like, probably been a couple years now, but, hey, Dad, can we watch the Addams Family, like the old school show and things like that? And so I pulled it up on Netflix, and I was like, oh, let's watch this. And she's like, oh, I already have. I've been watching it on my phone. Oh, well, then I'm not going to waste my time. Like, you're sitting here, I'm sitting here. We'll watch something you haven't seen yet. And then I heard Netflix has canceled the second season already.
No, well, I didn't hear that.
And maybe that's maybe it was just clickbait, which I fall for that stupid shit all the time, too. But,
oh, yeah, I know. I do, too, every once in a while, because it's like, oh, shit. Like, when all of a sudden they're like, oh, horrible news for, you know, the Seahawks. And you're like, yeah, Tyler Lockett broke his hand 6 weeks ago. You're like, what?
Yeah, I'm talking about Netflix losing out, it possibly going to Amazon. Like, I've noticed Netflix do that quite a bit, where they get a season of something that's super popular, and then they don't renew it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was pretty, it was good. I mean, I liked it. The twists and turns were really good. It was kind of weird. I mean, because it was weird thinking of, because we've always seen
better
Wednesday
than the
child.
Monsters.
Hmm?
Better than that new remake of The Munsters?
I haven't seen The Monsters yet.
No. The Rob Zombie.
Yeah. I've heard different things on that.
Yeah.
I've heard some people loved it and other people hated it.
I haven't watched it, but...
But I enjoyed it. I mean, it was good. The scene that everyone keeps talking about with the dancing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a crazy, interesting scene. I mean, it was really cool the way they did it. I mean, some of the twists and like you see them coming all of it. Like you see them right before they happen. I mean, they're really not obvious, but they kind of are. So, I mean, it's good. But I mean, like I say, we're used to seeing Wednesday as a child through most of it. And then all of a sudden, you know.
Now, I heard she's like a detective in it.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, she just acts like one. It's kind of like, you know, trying to think what that girl detective TV show or book and all that was. But it was kind of like
Nancy
that,
Drew?
But, yeah, Nancy Drew. But, I mean, it wasn't fully. I mean, it is, but it isn't. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
But, like, the parents aren't in it much. I mean, nobody else is in it much. I mean, you know, Uncle Fester pops up once.
I was gonna
say stuff like that.
Things kind of popular in it, right? Yeah.
Things in it through most of it, but yeah. Man gets dumbbell stuff. Wow.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Can't do it. Can't do it. Have you watched the new Knives Out yet?
No.
Me either.
I kind of wanted to, but. Did you watch the Spirited?
I don't have Apple TV.
Okay. I will tell you this about Spirited. It was one of those ones that as a musical in a theater would have been freaking amazing. But as a movie, I was kind of bored.
I did see this. Wait, is this the one? Yes, I think it is.
That says 5 years ago.
No, it says a year ago or a day ago. It's Hugh Jackman congratulating, in quotes, Ryan Reynolds on a possible Oscar nomination for Spirited.
Hey, everybody. It's 2023, and I really, really wanted to send out a positive message at the beginning of the year, but recent events have made that impossible. Don't get me wrong, I loved Spirited. It's a great movie. We had a blast, the entire family watched it. I love Will, I love Octavia. Obviously, I did The Greatest Showman with Benj and Justin. They're incredible, and I loved their music. And Good Afternoon, by the way, the song Good Afternoon, I laughed the entire way through. It is absolutely brilliant. However, I've just heard the Academy have shortlisted Good Afternoon in the best song category. Now, Ryan Reynolds getting a nomination in the best song category would make the next year of my life insufferable. I have to spend a year with him shooting Wolverine and Deadpool, and trust me, it would be impossible. It'd be a problem. So, but just to recap, love Spirited, love Will, love Octavia, love the song Good Afternoon, love Benj and Justin. But please, please, from the bottom of my heart, do not validate Ryan Reynolds in this way. Please.
It's beginning, and I am here for every fucking clip.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, and I mean, that's the thing I love about them. They've had this war going back and forth for so long now. They almost made it so they have to have Wolverine in the movie.
Oh, it's already confirmed.
I know it's confirmed, but I mean, feel like because of their...
Like I talked tension, about, is it going to be the letdown, though, where we only get him for like 3 minutes?
In all reality, I could see them doing that just to fucking piss us all off. Because that's just Ryan Reynolds. I mean, I could see it. But if you get a chance, Spirited, I mean, the Good Afternoon, basically what it is like... Good Afternoon is pretty much like, you know, in the South where they say, bless your heart.
Yeah.
Good Afternoon is pretty much go fuck yourself. So that's why, like, when I was watching the movie, like, I posted on my Facebook, Good Afternoon, and someone else is like, oh, somebody's watching Spirit.
So I haven't seen it yet, so I think I'm going to play it.
Now, fellow here, British bar with a frothy little frown upon your lips. Another pint for me, friend. Extra warm.
Your accent blows.
Well, I beg to differ. As you're drowning in that ale, you're feeling like a failure. You're sorrier than soggy fish and chips.
But you don't have to sit and pout. Just let your inner Scrooge come out. Because why should any other jerk enjoy his day? When you're down in the dumps and need some cheering up, seize. Turn and tap a apples chap and sweetly say,
good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, I never.
Just let one fly and you'll be smiling pretty soon.
Like this.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Your pompous ass.
It's like get off of roof with a little touch of class. Oh, two little words can totally change your tune.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm sensing no.
Good afternoon.
So you've done nothing wrong in so very, very long, and I get it's an important point of pride.
It's part of my job.
But come on, I don't stay quiet. You know you wanna try it.
Better to never let all of the bitter be bottled up inside.
Boy! Out of the road, dingus! Oh, come on, bub. Hey, Scotty, coming. You know you want to. Come on. Come on. It's right there. Just let it.
Good afternoon!
Good afternoon.
How you say?
So you're a waitress, cantankerous buffoon.
What's all this in?
Good afternoon. You smell of shite. Now we did is say good morning or good night.
That's right! Back here!
Words can totally change your tune. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
She got up the moon.
Good afternoon.
He diddled your wife.
Good afternoon.
It meant not a thing, I swear upon my life.
Good afternoon.
He has the plague.
Good afternoon. She
got all right, I'm going to have to get the 7-day trial or something.
Yeah.
I'm sold. I've seen enough. This is supposed to be loosely based on, like, Scrooge, right?
It is, it is, it is.
So who's
so
the ghost?
Turn up your sound, you're blasting.
I'm blasting?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know if you turned up your sound because of the music, but...
No, yeah, but...
You're blowing my eardrums out.
There we go.
But, no, it's great. I mean, it's one of those ones, sound. Like I said, it's a good movie. I enjoy it. It might be one that I watch on Christmas now, but at the same time, I feel like if this would have been like a Broadway play, I would have been like, wow.
Oh.
It's kind of like one of those ones like Family Opera or Les Mis, which kind of lose a little something when they get put on the screen. There's just so much more when it's on a stage. So, but I mean, it was still a good, I mean, it's a good flick. I would watch it. You would love it. I think you would love it.
Yeah, I had that feeling
Ryan Reynolds
too.
Doesn't use that accent the whole time. It's just during that song.
I could even live with him doing it. No, it looks...
And the chemistry those two have throughout the movie is amazing. So yeah, it is based off Scrooge. It's, you know...
Who's the ghost?
Will Ferrell.
Okay.
And Ryan Reynolds is the jackass.
Okay.
So they're trying to... So Ryan Reynolds is trying to get him to go, instead of being like... Will Ferrell trying to, you know, make Ryan Reynolds better. Ryan Reynolds is trying to make Will Ferrell more worse.
Ah.
Okay. Because Ryan Reynolds is a whatever, the unfixable, or I think they use a different word, but it's, you know, he's one of those, they can't, unredeemable.
Okay.
It's just like Scrooge was unredeemable. Like the only person to ever be unredeemable, you know, other unredeemable person they got was Scrooge. So
this reminded me, I actually meant to ask you last week, excuse me, there was the kind of heavier set lady that piped in there for a minute and it kind of sounded like Mrs. Potts from Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the new Beauty and the Beast that was on Disney Plus?
No.
The live version?
They made another live version?
I think initially it came out on ABC. ABC's done it with a few shows where it was a celebration of the 30th anniversary, I think, of Beauty and the Beast, 25th anniversary, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it on stage, like live, a live version, live on TV, and then with breaks giving you behind the scenes of the original animated blah, 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 blah.
No, I haven't seen it.
Fucking fantastic, first of all. Absolutely fucking fantastic. But it made me wonder. So Belle is played by a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Why was there no up in arms, crazy, you know, people upset and angry? And Beauty and the Beast 30th celebration.
I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things. There shouldn't be. I mean, and
well, there shouldn't be. It's but
one of those things that it drives me nuts when people do like freak out. I mean, who cares? I mean, in my opinion, I mean, it's one of those things that whatever. But there was a thing I saw earlier too, where they were talking about how like 27 years ago, Tu Wong Fu came out, and they're like, "What's really bad is I don't know if that would go over now."
God, that
like
was
it feels like
we've
regressed.
That was such a good movie. Where the
hell? It was an amazing movie. It's one of those things that, I mean, I'll be honest. John Leguizamo in drag made me question a few things.
It wasn't Patrick
John
Swayze.
John Leguizamo is a fucking beautiful woman.
It wasn't Patrick Swayze?
No. Patrick Swayze and Wesley Snipes, I'm sorry, they were some ugly bitches. But John Leguizamo was a beautiful woman. And it's just like, you're like, this, I don't know if this bothers me or not, but it kind of does.
So she's a musician, H dot period E period R, mm-hmm. played Belle, amazing singer, absolutely fucking nailed it.
That's what it should be about.
So really the whole thing was they showed parts of the animated movie up until song, and then they did the song in that scene live on stage. Martin Short was Lumiere.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. David Alan Greer was Cogsworth. Josh Groban was the Beast.
Interesting.
Gaston was Joshua Henry, who played, I think it was Thomas Jefferson in Hamlet.
Okay.
The original Broadway play. The one that bothered me, right? Wasn't black. Yes. Yes. Mrs. Potts. What do you call this? Am I sizist, right? Because I don't care about the black or white, but Mrs. Potts is a short, fat British woman.
Yeah.
Not country superstar from Canada, Shania Twain.
Yeah.
She bothered me in it. Absolutely bothered me. But, I mean, yeah. If you get a chance, like, I thought it was awesome.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
And I'm not sure who Rizwan Manji is who played LeFou, but yeah, he was good. Paige O'Hara, who's the original voice of Belle, played the librarian. I thought he looked familiar, too, but I'm like, who is he? Says he was Akram in Transformers. He was in The Dictator. I don't either. Voices in Family Guy.
He was Jamil in Peacemaker.
I don't know who that is.
That was a freaking great movie.
Show.
No show, yeah.
But he was awesome. The songs were fucking amazing. He's in Schitt's Creek too. Mr. Robot. I mean, he's been in a lot of popular things, just things I guess I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe he's just one of those, like, because there's a lot of those actors that just are in a lot of things, but they're just a background character that you recognize.
Yeah. Anyways, it is on Disney Plus, and I believe it's also on Hulu.
Okay.
If
which we have Disney Plus, so
if interested. Like, I really thought it was good. I know they did it with Little Mermaid. I think that's the one where Rebel Wilson played Ursula.
Well, that'd be interesting.
They did that a couple years ago.
See, I just, yeah, I'm not one of those. I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't have young kids anymore.
This was all me. Yeah.
Well, I know, yeah.
Little
yeah.
Mermaid Live. This is the one they did. Shaggy was in it.
Is that was the
as Sebastian.
Was someone else. Or was Queen Latifah.
Okay.
Stamos as Chef Louis.
I wonder if he had the boner. Oh, that was the priest. Sorry, that was the chef. Damn it. Now everybody knows I got a John Stamos kink.
Yeah, you and your boners.
Anyways, yeah, I meant to talk to you about that last week and totally spaced it. And, it was super good. I really enjoyed it. So, let's see. Comedy last night. How'd it go?
It went really good. I mean, seeing Mike was amazing.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen Mike Wywalter in forever because he's kind of just been kind of blacklisted because, I mean, he's an older comic and whatever, and people are around here are stupid. But he was amazing. I mean, as usual, I think maybe like 3 or 4 of his jokes were scripted. The rest of it was just him talking to the crowd, and he was up there for an hour.
Yeah.
Like talking to the crowd, had a whole thing where he kept coming back to things. And it's one of those things, it's like I told Amber, because Amber actually went to a show for once. And I'm like, this is one of those things. If I could do crowd work like that, that is what makes him a pro, is the way he could just do crowd work where he kept, like, one girl said something that was like, awesome. And then, so for the whole show, all of a sudden he'd do a joke and then all of a sudden he'd just look at her and go, awesome, you know, through like the whole thing. And it was just, it was fucking hilarious. And then he was talking to people about what they do for a living. And there's a whole group that like works up on Crystal Mountain. And he's like, what do you do in the mountain? One of the girls is like, well, I don't work right now. I work there in the summer. And he's like, well, what in the fuck do you do in the summer on Crystal Mountain? You know, and just like, and it was like 15 minutes of him talking to them about Crystal Mountain and making jokes about how, oh, on the, you know, you just follow their animal rounds and pick up their poop. What are you doing in the middle of the freaking, there's a restaurant on top of the mountain that all of a sudden he'd be doing another joke. And 10 minutes later, he'd suddenly be like, and there's a restaurant on the top of the mountain, you know? And I mean, it's just, it's Mike Wywalter. I mean, you know how he is. I mean,
yeah.
He's just good at what he does.
Yeah. No,
it is weird though. Cause he did lose a leg.
A whole leg.
It's from the knee down.
Oh, I didn't realize that much got amputated.
Yeah, so from the knee down is gone.
Oh.
So, he, which of course he made jokes about that and talked about how some little girl at some party he was at kept like asking him and he's like, a shark ate it, you know, and, but, you know, and then, I mean, he's Mike Wywalter. He did great. The other two comedians were good. I mean, Adam Teller was the first time I'd really seen him. It was kind of a weird crowd because of the windstorm. Not a lot of people showed up.
Did you guys lose power? Because I noticed a candle lit behind Mike in one of your pictures.
The power kept flickering. So we had candles up just in case because we were going to keep going if the power went out. We didn't give a shit.
Okay.
No. But the power stayed on the whole time. So we did have some candles lit just in case. But, I mean, they were good. I mean, it was an interesting crowd. Both comedians did good. They went a little shorter than I wanted them to, but they weren't. They kind of had the crowd, but not like Mike did. They were having some issues getting the crowd really going with him, but then all of a sudden Mike got up there and he did what Mike does.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah, so it was good. It was good. So I was happy with it.
Well, good. And then next week you got another local fave.
I got Sherry next week.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, closing down. And then I got Richie Afjay is going to be the feature. And Allison Fine is going to be the host. So
there you go. Firehouse and Ording next Thursday.
Got to make sure I have a diverse crowd so I don't get attacked by the comedy community.
Which is the 13th?
Yeah, that's the 12th. Because the 13th, I'm actually doing a show in Seattle.
Today's Thursday.
Yeah. So it's the 12th because I'm doing a show in Seattle on Thursday at a theater. So
yeah.
So that should be interesting. But
very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right, well, that's about it for today.
Right on, right on, right on.
So, go Hawks, win, and hopefully we get in the playoffs.
Hopefully. It's one of those things, like I was saying, like there's a lot of people worried about it, because if the Hawks win, then freaking Detroit has no reason to try. But I feel like
it's a division game. If Detroit,
it's still a division game. Detroit hates Green Bay. They're going to come up. They're going to go in there with the idea of, if the Hawks win, they're going to go in with the idea of, we are not getting anywhere of this, but neither is Green Bay if we beat them.
Yeah. If we're going home, so are they.
Yeah, they're going to go in with the idea that they're going to go home, so we're going home, so are they. So it's almost one of those, I feel like if we win, it's going to put more of a fight into Detroit.
Yeah, I kind of think so, too. I don't know about more of a fight, but I don't think it's going to lose the fight in them.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to lose the fight, because it's still a division game, and they hate Green Bay.
Yeah. So. All right, guys. Well, with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Have the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.